This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with HogSports.com, HAWGSports.com. Interesting press conference today with Sam Pittman. We're going to dissect all that stuff, all the latest Razorback football news as we dive into spring football on Thursday. We'll talk a little bit about other stuff. There's transfer portal news, all that kind of stuff. A lot of interesting things to get to. All that and more on today's episode of Hog Sports Live. Plenty of ways to watch and listen to Hog Sports Live, and you can always follow us on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to that channel and set it to where you're notified anytime we upload new videos. Also available on Facebook. Be one of 90,000 Razorback fans to follow us on Facebook. Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere else you can think of to find your favorite podcast. We are there. Hog Sports is just $1 for your first month at HAWGSports.com. Part of the 24/7 Sports Network. You're going to want all the content we got. We got a lot of access, actually, coming up this spring. We've got, practices will be open for a portion of practice. And then on Saturdays when they do scrimmaging stuff, we're going to have access to it. Now, we'll have to shut our cameras down during a certain part of it, but we'll be able to be there. So if you want all the in-depth details that you can get from me, just from all the work that I've done in the past and our team at Hog Sports, then go check us out at HAWGSports.com. You know, I know a lot of people are down on football, and you should be. I mean, they went 4-8 last year. There's not a whole lot of reason for optimism, I guess, when you look at it, when you look at things that other teams are doing. But football is still fun, and, you know, off-season football, I think, is enjoyable. There's going to be a lot of new faces. Sam Pittman said there's going to be 36 guys out there. I would caution everybody, you know, instead of like drinking the Kool-Aid and stuff, to maybe allow yourself to be pleasantly surprised if things go well. But, there's reason to be encouraged at the same time. And, you know, you look at how last season went and some of the changes that they've made. I mean, I've said before, you look at this team on defense and what they did the first three quarters of the season before they kind of let go of the rope. If they could recapture that and maybe bring some of the things that we know that Bobby Petrino is capable of doing offensively, then maybe they'll have something next year. But, don't drink the Kool-Aid just yet. Spring football is entertaining. 36 new players, 26 scholarship guys, so they've added some walk-ons, obviously, and a quarterback competition. That's always exciting. So a lot to look forward to. Some people just want to pay attention when football is going well, and other people are just junkies like I am and can't get enough of it. Andrew Chamblee is no longer with the football team. So this is news that I started hearing about, that he was maybe rethinking college football. I've heard this, it's been over a month ago, that maybe he was rethinking things and just kind of holding off on that, you know, kind of at the same time hoping he would reconsider or maybe have a change of heart more than anything. I do think it's a lot to give up. You talk about NIL money, you talk about, and he's just going to be a regular student. NIL money, you know, the cost of a scholarship, obviously, and maybe a football future, but it's a lot to give up. So he must have really thought hard about it. But that's another offensive lineman. He's not entering the transfer portal, at least not right now that we know of, but just going to kind of be a regular student at the university. Jashad Stewart is no longer with the program either. If you guys remember, he was arrested on burglary charges. When was that? It's been a while ago. But he was always listed as indefinitely suspended, which, you know, we would always take as, well, he's still part of the team if he's indefinitely suspended, because otherwise he'd just be off the team and no comment kind of deal. So, but he wasn't on the latest roster. We'll get into a little bit of roster stuff. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. How many people we got on here? We got some activity. Yeah, we got some activity. It's a little bit late for the show, but I wanted to get it in today. So, injury updates. Amari Wiggins had a little bit cleaned up on his knee. Zuri Madison tore his ACL on a scooter. This just happened a couple days ago. That's the freshman offensive lineman. So that's very unfortunate. Tyrus Washington from the clavicle, still going to be out. That was more mid-late season when he had that injury. So he's going to miss probably the first five practices. So the schedule coming up, they're going to hold five practices starting on the 7th. And then they will – I think their last day of practice is Thursday the 14th, and then they'll cut them loose for spring break. They'll bring them back. And they'll complete the other 10 practices, culminating with the red-white scrimmage on February 13th. The good news for us, like, is a media standpoint and fans, too. Fans will be able to go watch some of these scrimmages and stuff. And that's something I remember about Petrino in the past is, you know, how open springs were. And I don't know if he had anything to do with that. But, you know, Pittman makes a good point that these guys need to maybe play in front of fans and stuff. So the Saturday scrimmages being open is just fantastic, in my opinion. I mean, for our coverage, for you, the fans, I just think it's, you know, we're talking about the Razorbacks and how important the programs are to this state, even though they've been down. It's very important to this state. And, you know, fans, I don't know, it just feels like you deserve like an extra level of access. And so I'm glad to hear that we'll be able to bring that to you. And morning practices also, I'm a big fan of morning practices. Can't beat that. So what else? Rashad Stewart, Andrew Chamblee, Amari Wiggins, Zuri Madison, Tyrus Washington. Looks like Rashad DeBinion's good. He was banged up there a little bit at the end. Sounds like Dominic Johnson's starting to shed that brace that he was wearing all last season. So I don't think there was anything, you know, outstanding other than what I just mentioned there as far as injury news. So that's good. What I have been – so let's talk about offensive line. Patrick Kuda's going to move inside to guard, I would assume. So he'll move inside, and, you know, he's another guy that can snap the ball if needed. But that obviously makes sense with the addition of Fernando Carmona. I have heard really good things about Carmona this offseason during their 8-week winter training cycle. I haven't heard the same, like, wow, you're not going to believe how good this guy is about Keyshawn Blackstock. We'll see on that. Haven't really heard a whole lot about Addison Nichols, but just the talk really it was on Fernando Carmona, you know, how nice an addition he's been. Branson Hickman, the offensive lineman from SMU, will be coming up this weekend. He's a center. If Arkansas were to get him, then, you know, you would project maybe he wins the center job. Maybe they slide Addison Nichols over to guard. But this is a guy that started 33 games for SMU. All AAC performer, really good possible addition. He has a teammate who played under Eric Mateos, a high school teammate. He played under Eric Mateos at Baylor and then has a college teammate who is from Fayetteville, and he's been up here and stayed with their family and all that kind of stuff. So he's got some familiarity with the area. That would be a nice get if they could bring him in. Again, coming in March 8th. We're at the end of the dead period. The dead period ended on the 4th, so it is the quiet period now. So what that means, you can start hosting visitors and stuff. So important time for recruiting coming up. Even more reasons to subscribe to Hog Sports. Okay. Danny does this article every year, notable roster changes. So anytime there's like, you know, big sweeping changes with anybody. You know, what I've heard about Taylen Green, first of all, he's listed at 6'6", 223. I've heard people say, like, he might be, like, 6'7". Like, he's that kind of guy that's, you know, it's not like an embellished height or anything. So, very tall, long strider, extremely popular these past 2 months is what I've been told. He is extremely popular, very well-liked amongst the other players. And a lot of people think that he's going to end up winning the starting job. And now, they're going to have a 5-way competition. Everybody's going to get their chance at it. But Pittman says they want to decide on who the starting quarterback is, ideally, by the end of spring football. They want to decide who the starter is before the end of spring football. You don't always see that, but I think they want the players to know. They want, you know, to rally around him. They want the fans to know. So that is the goal right now. You'll see a lot of two-spotting and stuff like that to get everybody reps, get everybody opportunities. But Taylen Green's probably the odds-on favorite. And then, you know, you've got Malachi Singleton, KJ Jackson also, who will be in the mix. And, of course, Jacoby Criswell will be in the mix. So running backs, Rashad Bennion is down 17 pounds. Danny's got him 5'10", 199. So that's quite a bit of weight for DeBenyon to lose. I'm trying to see if there's anything that, like, jumps out. I mean, there's guys at 6 pounds, 7 pounds. Jaden Wilson's up 7 pounds. Bryce Stevens up 7 pounds. Dasmon James has gained 10 pounds. The redshirt freshman wide receiver, 6'2", 196 now. Luke has lost 12 pounds, down to 6'3", 230. Tyrus Washington's down to 6'4", 240. I don't know if that's by, you know, what Petrino wants in his offense or something. I have heard very good things, speaking of tight ends, and Haz will be out there. You know, he was injured last year, but he's good to go. But I've heard really good things about Andreas Paske. Really good things. 6'6", 262. Like, there'll be two tight end sets. You'll see Paske and Haz out on the field. Like, he'll be the next tight end in, is what people are telling me. So, he's done some impressive things in winter workouts. So, keep your eye on Andreas Paske at tight end. Offensive lineman, Takias Crawford is going to be out at tackle. I don't know if I mentioned that, but he'll be out at tackle. So will Amarian Harris. Sounds like he's going to be out at tackle as well. I don't see any dramatic changes with the offensive line. No dramatic changes. The biggest man on the team is Ian Gerard, 6'5", 380. That's down 14 pounds from what he was last year at 394. So, injured far down to 380. Lost a little bit of weight. Nothing dramatic. He to me, he looks pretty good for a guy that was 394 pounds last year. I expected, like, dumpy, out of shape, and that's not what he is. He's just a massive, wide-bodied human being. All a 6'5". Eric Gregory up 6 to 324. So a lot of, like, you know, 1 pound here, 3 pound here. TJ Metcalf lost 7, down to 6'1", 199. Jalen Braxton up 5, 6 foot 190. Yeah, it doesn't look like anything else is too dramatic. Max Fletcher's gained 8 pounds, 6'5", 182. He needed 8. We talked about the quarterback battle a little bit. It's going to be interesting to watch how, and you know that one of the big things that could change things a lot this year is they're talking about the earpiece. So having communication with the quarterback and then one player on defense also, you know, that could change a lot of things. Having Bobby Petrino in your ear. How will guys react to having Bobby Petrino in their ear? As Sam Pittman put it, you know, a calming voice. So Danny's put out the upcoming visit list. So we talked about, we got Quentin Murphy coming in today, 2025 athlete out of Little Rock Park View. 6'1", 205, number 24 athlete, number 3 overall prospect in the state of Arkansas. March 7th, you got DJ Vincent out of Montgomery, Alabama, an athlete, and Omarion Robinson out of Little Rock Park View, the safety. Very well-regarded player in Omarion Robinson. He is currently 4-star, number 256 overall nationally on the 24/7 Sports Composite. DJ Vinson is number 119 nationally in the class of 2025 out of Montgomery, Alabama. March 8th, you got several guys. Marcus Wimberly out of Bauxite, who was formerly committed to Arkansas. Jackson Gonzalez out of Fort Worth, Texas. Jacoby Washington, both these guys are wide receivers, out of Marrero, Louisiana. And Branson Hickman, who we talked about. Big having him come in. First visit. Sometimes that means a lot when you're talking about transfers. But he is very intrigued with Arkansas. Be a good guy to get. They need to get another offensive line, another center, and then another offensive lineman after that. Especially, you know, with Andrew Chamblee moving on. And, I mean, you're down to what? That's like 13 offensive linemen. That's just not enough. You need 16, really. 17, ideally. So, and I don't know if they'll be able to get that, but you need minimum 15 offensive linemen. Minimum. NFL Combine, a lot of good results. It's going to be a shorter show today since it's so late. And we're right in the middle of the baseball game, like competing with baseball, I know. But wanted to make sure that we got our content out and, you know, talked about some of the things going on with Sam Pittman. If you got any questions, then go ahead and get your questions in, and I'll go over those. I'm sure we've got a few. So Bo Lemmer's results, almost 6'5", 302 pounds, 39 reps, most of any player in the combine. You know, not an exceptional 40. His vertical was very good, which is a good measure of explosion. Tied for second out of 53 offensive linemen with 36.5-inch vertical. 9'2 broad, which was, you know, a little upper middle of the pack. Good three cone at 7'4", 7", ninth out of 28 who participated. Good 20-yard shuttle. Bo Lemmer had a really good combine overall. His 40 wasn't exceptional, 34th out of 49, but everything else, like, I mean, again, how many offensive linemen are running 40 yards? A lot of people say, why do you measure 40 yards? When do you run 40 yards in football?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Punt. Somebody's got to run down the field on punt. All right. But overall, good combine for Bo Lemmer. Brady Latham. Brady didn't do everything and, you know, probably should have done more stuff. Didn't run a great 40 time. Not a, you know, bottom half vertical at 29 inches. Pretty good broad jump, 9'2". That was 20th out of 49. Pretty good three cone. And really good 20-yard shuttle. Tied for 5th out of 26 with a 4'4", 7". But didn't do bench press. I guess maybe waiting for his pro day to do bench press. Brady, I mean, to me, like, doesn't have anything to lose. Like, you know, if you want to try to work your way into getting drafted, then, you know, maybe do all those things. But he's got an Arkansas pro day, and he can do the bench press there. So McLaughlin ran a 4.47 in the 40-yard dash. Didn't, you know, have great, which was 13th out of 29 cornerbacks. His vertical was the last. He had 32-inch vertical, which was 27th. 26 out of 26 on broad jump. So Dwight McLaughlin, not a great leaper, but plenty fast. And 6'1 and 5'8", 185 pounds. Trajan Jeffcoat was the first guy to go. I'm not going to go over Cam Little's measurements and stuff. I mean, he didn't, like, do any of the testing stuff. But Trajan Jeffcoat did 21 reps, which was tied for 8th out of the 15 defensive ends who participated. 4.69 40, 14th out of 23. At 266 pounds, not bad. Not, like, mind-blowing or anything, but not bad. 6'3 and 7'8", so he was almost 6'4". Pretty much 6'4". 10-foot broad jump, which was 10th out of 23 defensive ends, and a 31.5 vertical, which wasn't very good, 23 out of 25 defensive ends. So that's your NFL combine. EA Sports College Football, there's been a lot of talk lately. Arch Manning has opted out. What do you think about that? Should he have opted out? I mean, this is, to me, I think it's a bad PR move to do something like that. Now, Arch Manning isn't somebody who's going hungry here. This guy makes more money than Brock Purdy. I just think that when you do something like that, and I know it's only $600, and maybe you say my brand's worth more than that, but I think that, I think you create your own bad press and, like, people, you know, kind of dislike you for that because everybody's excited about this game. The game could stink. I don't think it will. I think they'll probably come out with a pretty good product. But, you know, NCAA college football, I played my entire life from the day it came out until the day they stopped making it, NCAA 2014, which I guess was after the 2013 season. But, like, and you can create a player and stuff like that, but you can't play like online dynasty or online competition and have the player in the game. And I just think it, like, it kind of needlessly creates, you kind of needlessly create an enemy, you know? It's almost like it, when an in-state player, you know, takes it down to the wire and then goes to the out-of-state school. Like, the out-of-state school, you know, the fans in that state aren't just, like, going to hate the guy. But, like, in-state, a lot of times that's what you get. You know, you leave your home state for a rival school or something like that. I just think it's a bad move. I know it's just $600, but I just think, like, you create people who, you know, have some disdain or think you're too good or, you know, that kind of narrative when it's really just pointless. People just, you know, fans and stuff want you to be in this game. Just think, you know, have some appreciation for the fans. Get the fans something, players. Let the fans have something. Have some appreciation for the people that came before you, that kind of stuff. Barry Odom rode a bull. I don't know if you guys have seen this on the internet, but Barry Odom went to raise $150,000 by riding a bull, which I would never – I mean, I don't know if I could do that for $150,000. Like, maybe if I was younger, but Barry's, you know, in his 40s like I am. And he took a shot, too. I know his side has to be hurting, whether he's bruised his ribs or broken them or, you know, any of that. But he took a shot. And he was on there for like 2 seconds, maybe. Pittman said people were talking about him like needing to ride a hog or something. I may donate to see Pittman ride a hog. Just too dangerous, that kind of stuff. We're too old to be doing stuff like that. Arkansas basketball coming up next. LSU, Wednesday, March 6th. In Bud Walton Arena, this is the final game, 6 o'clock, SEC Network. Final game in Bud Walton Arena this season. Unless there's some kind of NIT situation, which I don't know. It doesn't feel like that's going to happen. Arkansas would have to beat LSU, I guess, just to get to 500, make a little noise in the tournament. Alabama's after that, Saturday, March 9th in Tuscaloosa at 11 a.m. And then it's SEC Tournament, Wednesday, March 13th in Nashville. Way it's sitting right now, Arkansas is going to be playing in the first round, one of the four teams playing in the first round. Never would have thought that they would, you know, not just like – I mean, I think a lot of us thought that they might compete at the top in this league this year. And, you know, being in the middle of the pack is another one. But, man, like, being in the bottom four – so we're competing with Arkansas baseball right now. I apologize for that. I just wanted to talk a little bit of football. But baseball going on right now. And McNeese State series coming up this weekend, Friday, March 8th through March 10th. 3 p.m. on Friday, 2 p.m. on Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday. All these are SEC Network Plus. We know how to operate SEC Network Plus. There's no reason for me to do a how-to-watch thing anymore, right? We've got that all figured out. Okay. Shorter show today. See if we got some questions, some comments. Are we going to see a power run team, says Justin Rodriguez. I like that. We're going to see Arkansas run the football. Sam Pittman believes in running the football. Bobby Petrino believes in running the football. And when Bobby Petrino was here before, think about some of the guys, Nile Davis, Dennis Johnson, they ran the football. Obviously, they got to get the offensive line figured out to be able to run. But yes, they're going to be able to. You're going to see some power. You're going to see them run the ball. You're going to see play action pass. I can't wait to see, you know, up close, like really kind of how Petrino's offense has evolved. I mean, we saw Texas A&M. Obviously, everybody watched Arkansas play Texas A&M. But just seeing it from a practice standpoint, how they practice things, what's changed over the last. How long has it been? 13 years? I mean, what has changed really? So, really looking forward to seeing that. But, yes, they will run the ball, Justin. It's always a good day, says Boss Hog, when with content from Trey, put that on a shirt. Somebody said I should put, like, my bald head on a shirt and on the front say, hey, guys, and on the back of my head, and it says, bye, guys. Kind of like what I've always said on Drive Time. I started doing that because I didn't know what to say, really. I'm just like, hey guys, and just like somebody's like, oh, you should just keep saying that. Bye guys. Joseph Davidson, what do you think our strength will be this year? That's a good question. I mean, I would like to think that they get the passing game going again, but I maybe running the football, because I think personally Taylen Green's going to be the guy that wins the starting job. And I think with him, if you get him going, and I like JaQuindon Jackson at running back and Isaiah Gustav, I think those guys – and everybody knows I love Dominic Johnson, and, you know, maybe another year coming off those ACLs, maybe that'll be something. But I think possibly running the football, if they can get the offensive line squared away. I mean, I think there's a lot of opportunities to, you know, use misdirection. And but if you got a guy like Taylen Green who can break off big runs, and this is a guy that runs 70-yard touchdowns, you know, if you can do something like that and get him going, then it gets defenses off balance. Another part of me wants to say, and you just don't know how good a passer Green is going to be on this level. You know, we've talked about mechanically, he kind of throws it a little low. His passing numbers aren't outrageous, but Bobby Petrino is going to help that. And from a scheme standpoint, you've got a lot of wide receivers coming back. I mean, I think that they really misused Isaac Teslaw, Tyrone Broden last year. Andrew Armstrong's really the only guy you'd say, you know, this guy could be, you know, it's coming back and was kind of a weapon for him at times last year. Isaiah Satania, can they finally get him going? Jordan Anthony, who's got blistering speed, finished fourth at the SEC indoor in the 60. You know, I mean, from an offensive side, like maybe that kind of stuff. Like if I'm just saying like position group, then maybe I'd say tight end. Getting Luke Haz back, what we saw from Tyrus Washington coming on, the reports I hear from Andreas Paskey, maybe tight end. And Varquise Gums is another guy. You know, don't forget about Gums. So defensively, what's a strength? Now, when I say strength, like I'm kind of just like talking what's the best area, right? I'm not saying like this is an area where they're going to go out and dominate against, you know, whoever they play in. I'm just saying like this is the best area. Defensively, maybe cornerback. Cornerback might be a pretty strong position group. When, you know, Jalen Braxton and Marquise Robinson being a new addition, Snacks Johnson, what kind of role will he play? Selman Bridges coming in. You know, they've got some pretty good talents at cornerback. So you might say that might be, you know, defensive end, Landon Jackson, you know, some of the young guys, Quincy Rhodes, how much is he going to improve? Anton Junquo, I haven't said his name out loud in a while. Junkaj, Anton Junkaj, there it is. Michael Cox thinks long snapper could be a position of strength. It could, sure could. Cletus Priest says, what happened with Chamblee? He just lost, as Pittman said, lost the love for football. That's exactly what I was hearing behind the scenes. I think last year was hard on him, and just kind of lost the desire to play. Obviously, it's a lot to give up, so you have to really lose the desire to play. Because, I mean, you're talking about making pretty good money in NIL and the cost of what's a scholarship? What's 4 years at University of Arkansas? $100,000? Justin Rodriguez says, year two defense under T. Will will be interesting. Good he kept the entire staff on that side. Yep, they're all back. Changes on offense, though. I like what Justin Rodriguez is saying. Hit the like button, y'all. Why aren't y'all hitting the like button? Justin likes the optimism for the running back room. I just like JaQuindon Jackson. I think he's a hard runner. Arkansas has a lot to do. And, like, people will look at my comments and, you know, how I'm saying stuff, and they'll be like, oh, here we go, you know, pumping up the football team. I'm just talking about what we're seeing out there. Talking about it relative to Arkansas, I do think the challenges that Arkansas is going to face this year, while I do think overall the roster could be potentially better than it was last year, I feel like Mississippi State, Auburn, Ole Miss, you know, LSU maybe except for not having a Heisman Trophy quarterback, Texas A&M. I just feel like a lot of teams out there got a better roster than they had last year because of what they're able to do in the transfer portal. So, yeah, Rashad Dominion, that's a lot of weight. 17 pounds. What's up, Cap Bailey? Who am I loaning to? QB1, says Scooter Jennings. Now, I like Jacoby Criswell. You know, Jacoby, the thing that jumps out to me, though, is, you know, he's in his senior year. He's got 2 years left, technically, because of COVID. But he hasn't won a starting job yet. At the same time, he played behind, you know, Sam Howell, Drake May, KJ Jefferson. That's some pretty talented guys to play behind. And so, you know, and when he came in with KJ was already the, you know, 2 year starter at Arkansas. He's got a really nice arm. He's got a, you know, big, thick frame. He's like 230 plus pounds. He can run. We saw him break off a 60 yard touchdown run last year. I'm intrigued with the big guy, the 6'6", 223, you know, Matt Jones running type of guy. I'm intrigued by that. And so, and he's just got, and it hasn't been SEC experience. He's just got a lot of experience. You know, they won 10 games his redshirt freshman year when he was the quarterback there. He was Mountain West freshman of the year. Maybe it was offensive freshman of the year. And then last year he had some struggles in the middle of the season. They end up firing their coach and wraps it up with the Mountain West championship, and he's MVP of the game. So I like Talon Green for a lot of those reasons. Not that I don't like Jacoby. I'm real intrigued to see what Jacoby will do. I'm intrigued to see what Malachi Singleton will do also. You know, Singleton is a guy that's got some real speed, nice arm. And I want to look at the freshman, KJ Jackson, let's see how he looks. I think I talked a little bit, Justin, about the wide receiver room a good bit. They've got some speed, Satania and Anthony. The young guy, I mean, Dasmond James, as he mentioned, is a 100-meter champ in North Carolina. You know, some of those young guys, you know. I talked a little bit about Andrew Armstrong, I know. I think I said Isaac Tesla. I kind of misused. Tyrone Broden also. You know, Tyrone Broden averaged like 8 yards a catch or something last year. For a guy that's 6'7", one of the fastest guys on the team, averages 8 yards a catch. Just screams, you don't know how to use me. Now, he caught some touchdowns. I think he had 3 touchdown catches off only 15 catches. But oh, I lost my spot. Okay. We got a lot of interaction today on YouTube. Usually it's just comments. Justin Rodriguez is leading the charge. Okay, Sam doesn't really sound that confident. Sam's just Sam. You know, he's gonna kind of be the same guy. Still nervous about lines play on both sides of the ball. I mean, from a personnel standpoint, I think they're in good shape at defensive end. They need to get another defensive tackle. I think they need to get another defensive tackle, maybe two, maybe a veteran linebacker. I think they're fine because their numbers are good in the secondary, unless there's just a stud out there. Offensive line, they need two more players. And yes, Philly Moo, you should be nervous, especially on the offensive side of the ball after what we saw last year. No question. Now, brought in Eric. I think it would have been a really bad look also to just kind of go down with the ship, you know, for Pittman without making a lot of changes. And, you know, they've had a lot of personnel changes on the offensive line. They've had guys, you know, take medical hardships. They've had guys enter the transfer portal. Another guy quit the team. They brought in 3 guys. They're going to bring in probably 2 more in addition to the freshmen. So they have changed things there, and they have a new offense. And one thing that Sam Pittman said the other day in an interview with Brandon Marcello I thought was important was, you know, they have to find out what they do well, and they just kind of never did that last year. Like, if something's not working, then be good at something else. And that just didn't really happen. Scooter Jennings says, as a gamer, I'm stoked at the game, about the game, don't know what he's thinking. I know, like, everybody's, like, this is going to sell millions of copies. Everybody's going to play. Why isn't Arch Manning in the, oh, he opted out. He opted out. Hey, Dad, I got, you know, Texas fan, got the game. Where's Arch? I just think it's a little ridiculous. Like, let's, you know, I think we probably get to a point, you know, where it's like in the NFL, it's just kind of part of it. Like, everybody's in the game if they're in the game. But, you know, we're going to see players opt out. And, you know, my opinion of those players is probably going to be a little more Ed O'Bannon-ish. I'm not a big Ed O'Bannon fan, and I get it. Like, Ed O'Bannon was selling, like, you know, he was selling cars. Not that that's not a good life, but it's not the life that he probably thought he was going to have in the NBA. But, you know, Ed O'Bannon is the reason that thing got shut down in the first place. Why am I on this game? I'm not seeing any money from this game, and I get it. But Arch Manning's making, like, allegedly, like, $3 million a year. You can get in the game. $600. It's $11 million for college athletes across the country. Shaky area looks like the linebackers, says Joseph Davidson. I think you're right in terms of the unknown. They have some guys that they really like at linebacker. Xavien Sory, the guy that they brought in, you know, the two freshmen from last year. I think they feel like those guys are going to come along. Brad Spence, Andrew Sanford, yeah. They like those guys a lot. They like the freshmen. Now, they don't have Wyatt Simmons or Bradley Shaw yet. Those are two of the three guys that haven't enrolled early, including Cross Johnson also. But the thing with linebackers, it feels a little bit more like kind of like the offensive line a little bit, and like you hope these guys are going to be good, you know, versus knowing. And that's why I think they need to add probably another veteran.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Corey Smith says, why do you feel like people are sleeping on Criswell at quarterback? Is he not a good leader? No, I don't think that's the case. I know Pitt said he wanted him to be louder. I wonder what percent chance he has to win the starting job. I think he has a chance. I wouldn't shut it down. I mean, they brought him in last year, and one reason is because they thought that he could be the quarterback of the future after KJ moves on. But obviously there's, you know, there's a real battle there at the position. He's going to get every chance, I think, and we saw him a little bit last year. The thing that I will say about Criswell is he throws a really nice ball. It is a consistent, tight, high-velocity spiral, and better than anybody threw it last year, including KJ, in terms of just consistent, tight velocity on the ball. Augustive has a very high ceiling, and Jackson is a tough runner too. Really like the way Jackson runs. When is the first practice, says Johnny Jones? First practice is Thursday at like 8 o'clock in the morning. Let me check real quick. Let me give you the schedule. Okay. First practice is Thursday, March 7th at 8:25 a.m. And, guys, I cannot tell you how much I like that. I love the morning practice. And then we'll have interviews at 10:40 with the players. And then Friday, March 8th at 8:50, 11:10 with Coach Pittman. And then no availability for Sunday's practice, which is March 10th. Then we'll come back Tuesday, March 12th for practice 4, 8:25 a.m., 10:45 with the student athletes, and then Thursday, 8:25 a.m., 10:35 with Coach Pittman. Then they'll cut them loose for spring break. So five practices. That's the schedule. Morning practices are great for me personally. I told Coach Pittman after this, it's like, hey, man, I know you don't care probably what I'm thinking in my schedule, but like to be able to get up, go to practice, and then work all day versus – you know, working all day, which I would be doing anyway from the previous day because it's a night. But, you know, being able to do all the work throughout the day and then be finished and see my family and eat dinner and see my daughter. And it's not like, okay, we've got, you know, 3 o'clock something practice and then press conferences at 6 something. And then it's like getting the content out that evening and working and stuff. And then, you know, maybe see my daughter for a minute before she goes to bed. Lot better. And I'll say this too, and I told Pittman this afterwards, like, man, really appreciate you opening up spring scrimmages. I mean, that is for me to be able to see that and really get a better idea of where this team is, and for fans to get a better grasp on where they are just through, you know, what I'm able to see and what I'm able to relay to you, I think is really important, you know, in terms of like feeling invested, for the fan to feel invested in the program. It's really important, in my opinion, to be able to have that kind of access. Football, I mean, we've got 12 games that are guaranteed, right? It's not like basketball where there's, you know, you got 30-something games or baseball. I mean, football is 12 games. So it's important to get stuff like this, spring football and, you know, the offseason, all that kind of stuff. Football drives 75% of the revenue. 75%. Okay. Isn't Jeffcoat returning? I don't believe Petrino wanted Jefferson was already transferring before Petrino was ever. Jeffcoat is not returning. Jeffcoat's in the NFL draft, Johnny. Junkaj can produce half of his production from last year. That's 15 sacks. Him and Landon are going to be trouble. Really anxious to see him. He's one of the guys that I'm really going to have my eye on. You know, does he measure out? Is he 6'3"? How quick is he? Chambly just tweeted, we not done yet, with a picture of his freshman All-SEC trophy. That's interesting. I wish he'd reconsider. That would be – we'll see. I mean, I don't think he will, but – Okay. What else we got here? The media pushes the Kool-Aid. There's Bobby Cobb, even though I just said it. Best team ever filled in Arkansas again. Makes sense when you talk. Bobby, don't just like talk like gibberish, like just try to form sentences better. Bobby Cobb. Again, I haven't said anything about like Arkansas is going to win all these games or, you know, this guy's amazing and all this stuff. But like people like Bobby Cobb, a lot of times it's just fans like this that just like have a predetermined idea in their head about, you know, how things are. And, you know, fans get their hopes up too. Fans will push, you know, push the Kool-Aid a little bit too when it gets closer. But in Bobby Cobb's mind, like we can't talk about football and say like this is happening here, this is going on there without him here. And it's like all I hear is Kool-Aid. You're welcome, Scooter. KJ wasn't a pocket passer. That's why him and Enos didn't work out. A huge reason for it. Just like a total just headbutt. Green is really shifty. Go watch his highlight. Yeah, Green can get it. Like, he reminds me of Matt. I mean, I don't know that he's like a 4.39, but he's a guy that can really, really run at his size. And people take bad angles on him. It reminds me of him so much. What about the DB room? I like the cornerback situation that they have right now. Safety is going to be fairly similar to what it was last year. They've added a couple of guys like Danigo Slaughter. I'm interested to see, like, where does Snacks Johnson start off? Is he going to be a nickel? Is he going to be a cornerback? Hudson Clark is obviously back, who draws the ire of all Arkansas fans, even though he's every time he's been by far not the biggest problem in Arkansas' secondary. I thought Hudson played pretty well last year compared to even his past years. But you got you know, some of the same, you know, Jaden Johnson back who you know played pretty well last year. So at least, you know, again, the first three quarters or so of the season those guys did. Trey needs to hire Justin ASAP. This guy's giving free advertising. Yep. Appreciate you, Justin Rodriguez. Just locked in, he says. Basically, quarterback spot all depends on the scheme Bobby wants to run. I mean, Bobby will adjust to the quarterback. Because people used to say Ryan Mallett, this guy's the perfect quarterback for Bobby Petrino's system. You remember guys saying that? So what was Lamar Jackson? He'll adjust his – and, you know, Tyler Wilson wasn't running the same type of – I mean, the same, yes, in a lot of ways, but you know, Tyler Wilson was a totally different quarterback than Ryan Mallett was. Corey Smith says, I think we have a very talented wide receiver room. I mean, I think it's a good wide receiver room. I don't know if it's like who on this wide receiver room is like NFL, who's going to the next level. You know, I don't know. Maybe Andrew Armstrong. I just don't know that, like, I look at the wide receivers and say, like, this guy is an NFL next level wide receiver. Maybe that opinion will change. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate everybody hopping on and joining us. Had good activity today. I'm really pleased with the chat today. Like, normally I look at the YouTube chat and I'm just like, it's just a bunch of comments, people arguing with each other. And we got a lot of good back and forth going on. Johnny Jones, Justin Rodriguez. Appreciate all you guys, even you, Bobby Cobb. Appreciate everybody for hopping on with us. Okay, that's the show today. If you want all of our content from Hog Sports, we got free content out of the press conference. Obviously, that's a lot of stuff that maybe you can find somewhere else. Did have the Andrew Chambly stuff out first, but there's, you know, a lot of free content. There's a lot of VIP content too. This is an important month for recruiting. I mean, in the next couple months are really important. Next few months, I mean, June, you see a lot of commitments coming in June, but like transfer portal stuff coming up for both football and basketball, you're going to want to hop on. You got to check out Connor Goodson's basketball content. He's been doing a great job. Jackson McAfee for baseball content. And then, of course, everybody all hands on deck for football. And then Connor's going to have you covered when the transfer portal opens up for basketball. It is going to be a wild ride for basketball, thinking like maybe just a few guys remaining on the team, just like a few probably. We'll see how it shakes out, and then a lot of activity after that. All right, everybody. I think that's everything we can talk about today. I'll be on drive time here in a minute, too. I've got drive time in like 13 minutes. So I'll see you on drive time. We're nice and warmed up for it. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me. This has been Trey Biddy with Hogsports.com, and we'll catch you next time.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island to got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.